listening to the sounds now. Nature, that frequency, bandwidth, that feels like home to the body. That feels like home to that, the intersection, the nexus point, where the soul consciousness that is you at the highest levels, that effulgent light structure that is you at the highest levels, when you, that intersected here on Earth in the material realms, in the manifest realms, to then fractalize, blaze forth the light that is you onto this planet, in this third dimensional bandwidth, more specifically. That nexus point between the higher frequency light signatures that are you, and a beautiful physical body, which is a symphony, a harmony, a pattern of perfection, in itself made up of earth elements, nature feels like home to all of that. Just for now, Master, there is nothing do. Now the mind is going to potentially pop things up. Well, I could be doing this, maybe should be doing that. Oh, there are things you could do. But right now, and bravo, because right now, in the point of power, that is you, in your sovereignty, you are choosing a moment. A moment of stillness. A moment of spaciousness. A moment of breath and bird song. A moment of consciously connecting with this greater grid work of light workers. Because we are all here now. We are all here together, sinking into this perfect moment. We are all here together, breathing in and breathing out. Make every breath now, Master, a recommitment to your mission. Make every breath be about the desire to give your precious body what it needs. Filling. Filling. Breathing in not just oxygen, but light. Light codes. Photonic light. Plasma. in this moment, there is nothing to do. And this is actually very important, because more and more the ascension path and being present and current timey on the ascension path, it is asking us more and more to stop doing. And this is, it's quite an irony, isn't it? So many of us who've been on the ascension path for decades, it was de rigueur to, well, be doing so much doing. We were always cleansing and healing and trying to notice our shadow and then wrestle our shadow to the ground and analyze it into some kind of submission until it went underground and popped up again somewhere else. And so it was just endless sort of work and doing. And if you've been with me for a while, you know I've said this before. I think that is fantastic work. The creation of a healthy ego construct so that one can navigate with skillfulness through the manifest realms, that work is good work. No question. So it is ironic, isn't it, that now at this stage of our journey, when we're getting to 11th hour sort of crunchiness going on in our own lives and in the world around us, what we actually need to do more of is start stopping. Stop doing. Even in our meditations. Do you love that? This is why we don't want to waste a moment, right? We always want to make sure we're, am I doing enough? So even in our meditations, we're trying to visualize the right thing, and if we can't visualize it, then we get angsty. Am I doing it wrong? Am I, you know? And again, a lot of that work, it's good work, and it's harnessing, no doubt, it's harnessing the power of the mind to be a worthy co-creator in the manifest realms, no question. But I think the message today, for this time right now, for us, seems to be more about give yourself the space to just be, and know that in that being, so how can I say it? I almost want to say it this way. Your being is doing a lot of doing. Trust me, meaning you allowing that stillness, that softening, it will immediately soften, open, amplify, expand. It's going to shift your very coordinates in the quantum field, even if just a little bit. It's going to make you a vibrational match to another range of potentials and timelines, even just slightly. Just you stopping the doing and sinking into the being. Why? I almost want to say, because of all the work you've done. This is the gift, it's the reward. But more than that, that's still the perspective from within, the third dimensional linear perspective of all of the work that we've done, not in this lifetime, but in all our lifetimes and parallel explorations and all of that. And while that is true, we want to go beyond even that. We want to go deeper even than that. By being still. you are allowing the incredible pure light spectrum that you are to embody more, creating the space for that light signature that is you to embody, sink in like pure water and thirsty soil, sinking into the body, into the cells, and that is you. And in those moments of stillness, these moments of stillness right now, you are both innately, no effort required, radiating the very frequencies that in our doing states we are grasping for. Yes? We are trying to attain. Remember, it is the personality construct that does the grasping. The personality construct thinks that it doesn't have, it isn't that yet. But if I just do a little more work, I will. And that's all in that realm of the personality construct. When we start stopping, when you get still, the light frequency consciousness that is you, it radiates forth from within you. Simultaneously, from the standpoint of you as being your body and you as being an individuated aspect of Source incarnate, you then become a vibrational match to the massive bandwidths of that high frequency light energy consciousness. And by that, by virtue of that, we could then say that you can receive and drink in, breathe in, absorb, and fill the body with those light frequencies. So do you see, in this moment, you are both radiating them as the light that you are. That's what light does. And as though from within, the body fills. Does it fill? Or is it just that the cell consciousness, in its state of forgetting, it just unfolds into a state of remembering? Remembering that it is light. But let us say that the body fills from within. It fills up with that light. And you have shifted your vibrational set point, and now you are a match to bandwidths of light, like swaths of northern lights. And you can breathe that in, you can draw that in from all directions simultaneously. Not just through some little energy centers that we have been taught are here, 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 and here, and only, but all directions simultaneously, every cell in the body is attuned to that now, drawing it in. Just by being still. Anchor here. master. Anchor in self, and in that blazing nodal point, that convergence point where Source incarnate bursts into form in the third dimensional realm, that seed point in the body. Anchor here. And by here we mean not outside you, not in someone else's opinion of you, not in how you see yourself, not in the picture of you that is out there in other people's minds. That's all it is. It's a picture in their minds. It's not you. You know this, but, you know, well, sometimes we need to hear it again and again and again. There is a picture of you out there in people's minds. It is not you. Anchor into you, the you now that is still. And in that stillness, there is power. And in that stillness, there is alignment. And in that stillness, there is inviolable, indefatigable sovereignty. You are Source incarnate. Remember. You are Light incarnate. Remember. You are Love incarnate. Remember. And you have dreamed yourself into being on a planet that needed our help. And luckily, well done, you have dreamed a dream of a group that would come together at the 11th hour. And we would weave our energy signatures together. And we would create a configuration, a pattern of light, frequency, energy, and highest potential. And we would do this for one another, and we would do this for the good of all beings. Well done. You dreamed me as I dreamed you, and here we are. Here we are. Being still, there is something that you are being a little bit squeezed about. You're being pushed to do. It might be a boundary. It might be a conversation. It might be a boundary that you need to set with yourself. the energies are actually pretty good right now to do it. Do it. There's a pretty good possibility it's going to turn out better than you thought. Your body needs to be more still. Not just in sleep, but in a sort of conscious or wakeful stillness. And again, not needing to create a particular visual or do something with the mind. Not even do affirmations or something, let's say. Those things are good to do. They're still good to do, absolutely. Get your brainwave patterns to you know, organize themselves into patterns of clarity and coherence and perfection and all of that, absolutely. But sink into this maybe a little bit more. Stillness. Spaciousness. Not trying to control the mind. What this is it is trusting the light that you are, and that is actually by far the greater part of your being. By far. Start to trust that more. And just know that right now you are radiating the light waves and weaves and frequencies that are bathing the cells of your precious body. Know that right now you are a vibrational match to high frequency bandwidths that are bathing the body, and you are breathing that in, and you are filling that way as well. Both are happening. You need to nothing. Trust the light of your being. Trust the purity of your connection to Source.